Ham Radio Science Citizen Investigation, HamSci, is preparing for a series of upcoming meteor scatter experiments. Operation will take place during two well-known meteor showers, Perseids on August 11th and 12th, and Geminids on August 12th and 13th. This is a combination special event and contest to generate contact during meteor scatter events using the 6 and 10-meter bands. 10 meters has been used infrequently for meteor scatter study due to past symbol rate limits. However, with recent changes in the FCC rules, WSJT-X/MSK-144 protocols may now be used on HF bands. Operators are needed now to be active on the MSK-144 or passive if possible, reporting via PSK Reporter as monitors. The best times are early morning hours prior to 10 meters opening to F2 propagation. Meteor scatter propagation occurs well below F2 and is supported in or near the E layer where the meteor ionization tracks occur. Saturday mornings are being used regularly to announce and coordinate 10-meter contacts using Ping Jockey Central. Announcements are also made on the Front Range 6-meter group's I.O due to the substantial number of meteor scour operators in that group. To be successful, both active and passive operators are needed. The upcoming August meteor shower is an excellent time to set up your equipment and join with other operators preparing for the event. At a later date, the HamSci team will be collecting operator contact information. Contest rules can be found at www.hamsci.org/MSQP, and a description of the HamSci Meteor Shower QSO Party 2025 can be found at that same location. For more information about HamSci and to join the mailing list, visit www.hamsci.org. Electricity is a necessary component of any amateur radio station, but overhead power lines can be deadly, especially for portable operations. ARRL Public Relations and Outreach Manager Sierra Harrop, W5DX, joins us now from Newington. And Sierra, you have some safety tips that could help keep hams safe, back from your TV news days.
Yeah, it's just a simple phrase, look up and live. And it's something that was drilled into us back in the day when TV news was done with pneumatic